Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. Gosh, we are off to a great start. I see all the Christmas trees being lit up everywhere, and it feels like Christmas. Starting to feel like Christmas, right?
It is.
I'm telling you. How are you guys doing? There you go. We'll have to. Did you ever dress up as a Santa?
Yeah, really? Have you seen me? Would I be like
we'd have
Santa on a rail?
Stuffing in it, but yeah. There you go. How about you, Tom? How you doing?
I'm doing great, and it is very Christmassy out there. We have our house on the street. We have our psycho, who is wonderful, and they go crazy, and they love polar bears. And people say, well, what's it like? I say, you got to drive by.
There you go.
It is. You
I
can see it from space.
Oh, okay, there you
I
go.
Guarantee
I love that.
It.
Yeah, we already have our Christmas lights up. And
excellent.
There's just something about it. It's just like, you know, now that we've got grandchildren and they already have their lights up, and just to kind of get the feeling in the air, and I don't know, just feels good. Feels good. So anyways, I welcome you to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'm so grateful that you are all here with us. I'm Kim. I'm here with John and Tom. And of course, we welcome you all into our show. We've got some great guests today. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I always like to start my show with something uplifting. And a beautiful woman delights the eye, a wise woman, the understanding, a pure one, the soul.
Ooh.
Now, which one would you guys be choosing, right?
Oh, I'm going to C. I'm taking C.
I know. There you go. So anyways, we've got a great show again. I want to make sure that you're getting our newsletters, also following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. And also, if you have a business or you have an event, we want to do a campaign for you. We want to share what we do here. We talk to so many people. I love all of our listeners. I get to really interact when they call in and you know, find out how long that they've been listening and tuning in and which show they do and all that good stuff. So I want to hear from you guys. So again, we are grateful that you've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our first guest this morning is Mark Kingston, and we're going to be talking about how to make science fun. It is kind of fun anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, when you start to think about it. Yeah. Are your kids into science?
Yes, they are. Yeah. I hope to be soon.
Okay.
That would help.
Okay. Would help. Yeah. There you go. I don't know. Anyways, next we have Emily Marin, and she's going to be talking about the LA Zoo lights. And we've got tickets. We've already given out a bunch of them, and I am so excited. I'm telling you, this is so much fun, and it's not that far, and we'd love to get you there. So, again, listen about that and learn more about that. Then we have Allie and Elaine. And they're from Bravo. They're my Bravo sisters. And, of course, my Navo sisters is really what it is. But Bravo Awards is happening right now. And we will be able to nominate any women-owned business. And so it's a great one to be a part of. And so I'm really excited to be a part of that. I'm their media sponsor. And also I love sharing everything that they do. It really takes your business to the next step. So. Definitely, I'm excited to be talking about that. Then we have Dan Tefto, and he's going to be talking about Humana West Division. It is the last chance to get your Medicare. That happens all on December 7th. And so he's going to talk about some tips that you might want to look at, just things that you really need to know to make those really, intelligent decisions. And like I say, when I'm talking to him is what it is, you know what, it might not be for you. It might be for your family, your parents, your aunts, maybe a neighbor, somebody that you feel close to that maybe can't make those decisions anymore. This is a vital decision that they need to be making. So with that, anyways, I'm really excited to get started. Tom, you want to talk about some of our amazing giveaways?
It really is terrific for the holiday and Christmas season. Let's start off with a classic story of Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, through December 23rd. So we're already in it, and it's going on. It's going to be so much fun, and it is the Rubicon Theater.
There you go, and
nobody
you can be in it to win it, right?
It's so good. It's so great. Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair will take place in downtown Ventura Saturday, December 2nd today.
That's right.
We're going to still get people in via will call.
Yes, yes, and I've already given out a bunch of tickets, so I think we've got one more pair, but it is there.
It is there, and it is happening. What a party that is. LA Zoo Lights, we'll find out more about that. Terrific for the family. Rubio's, the original fish taco. The mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating at Rubio's. And then Mendocino Farm Sandwich Market, and we have them in Westlake. It's at Westlake Plaza, that center, and we will have that to give away today. For more information, MendocinoFarms.com.
There you go. And actually, you know what? I'm just going to add one more thing on there. You know me, I always pulling things out of my pocket here, but I've got Homes for the Holiday. And, of course, that's a home tour and boutique shopping, and that's happening Sunday, December 10th. That's over at the Red Barn Holiday Boutique, and that is 10 to 5, and then the tour is noon to 4. Also, you can purchase a champagne pre-tour brunch at Manhattan, and that's 10:30 to 1. But I'm telling you, all this is happening over at the beautiful Camarillo Ranch, and we'd love to share that a couple pairs of tickets with somebody. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I look forward to talking with all of you when you call in. Because we are on the line, just leave us your name, your number, and your email, and what you're calling about. And, of course, tell us something that you love about our show. And then also one of our team members will get back with you. So if you don't get calls, it's because either we had like so many people, but I really love to try to get back to everybody just to kind of wish them a holiday and see where they're at and see who they are. So with that, let's get with our first guest. And Mark, are you there?
Yes.
Hey,
thank
how
you
are
very
you?
Much for having me.
Good morning.
Happy
morning.
Holidays.
Happy holidays to you, and thank you for having me.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how to make science fun. Are you a science teacher? Are you a scientist or what?
Well, I was a scientist, and I did teach at the University of Hawaii and the University of Miami a number of years ago. But today, I'm retired.
You're retired.
But I'm retired and
having fun now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. I love it. Very cool. Very cool. What makes it so fun? And can you give us a couple of safe experiments, you know?
Sure. I will do that. Well, first of all, science is something that people fear. So because they hear of atomic bombs and other things. But so the first thing you do is you've got to do something very simple for very young children. And, of course, for older children, do things more age-appropriate. But, like, the first things you can do, like in your kitchen, but you want to make sure that science is safe. So you need to start with safety practice. So when you start to do an experiment in your kitchen, they put on goggles and they put on gloves. That's a protocol. Then suddenly you can do experiments in your kitchen. So that's a very important thing for parents. Get used to the habit, because as they grow older, they're going to do more exotic experiments and they're going to be more dangerous. So get them in the habit of putting on the goggles and the gloves. That's the first and most important thing. Safety first.
Good idea.
And then science can be fun. So the first things you can do is you can boil water. You can see the change of state from water. You can see, you can freeze water then, and you can melt it. So you can show the basic, that's kind of like the first experiment, the basic forms of state. There are, you know, four forms of matter. There's a liquid, a solid, and a gas, but there's also a plasma. And plasma is like the sun. So this, you can show them the sun, that's a plasma. And so these are the things that you do first. That's the kind of introduction to basic, you know, physics and change of state, and then a little chemistry. One of the experiments as you go along is you make a balloon inflate on a bottle, and you do that using just ordinary kitchen chemicals. But you still want those eyeglasses and you want those gloves. Okay, that's most important. Teach the proper protocol first, because otherwise they won't make the transition.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and, I remember. So I remember one of the first things I learned about science was dry ice and what
dry
not
ice.
To do with dry ice, and that's hold it in your bare hand.
Oh, yeah, or you put it in, I don't know, there's like dry ice bombs, right? I know my kids and my husband, I don't know. My husband and my kids, I should go that route, you know?
Yeah. You can take out a lot of damage if you throw it down the toilet. So you got to make sure there's adult supervision with dry ice. But it is a fun experiment, and it's sublimation, which is changing directly from a gas, from a solid to a gas. And a number of compounds do that, but not all do. So it's an amazing experiment for kids. But one of the ones I like, you use baking soda and vinegar. And those two things mix together, and they will fizz. You can make a volcano. You can inflate a balloon, which is probably one of the simplest ones for young kids. Where you put the baking powder in the balloon, you put a half bottle, soda bottle or any kind of bottle. I prefer plastic, just because glass can break and cut people. So then you take the balloon, stick it on top of the bottle, and the baking soda will go into the vinegar, will react and produce carbon dioxide. Okay? And the carbon dioxide will inflate the balloon. But after you've done that, you can make things like boats that travel. And kids love those kind of things where you can use the energy to move something or to inflate a balloon or to move a boat. And there are ways you can even make rockets with these things. So simple chemistry, safe chemistry. That's the way you want to do it when the kids are young. You know, I'm talking about, 5 to 10 years old in that range. As they get older, you can do more age-appropriate things, like take a battery and connect some wires.
Wow.
And
rotate
and coil the wire around a nail. And now you've made an electromagnet.
There you go.
So you can move on to a little more, where they can understand it at maybe 11, 10, 11, they can start to understand electricity, magnetism. And magnets are a wonderful thing. There's all types of kits out there. I don't want to recommend any, but there's a dozen that are for sale, different companies. And they have a lot of different types of magnetic stuff. And one of them is they make this ferro liquid, they call it. And it's like little tiny magnetic particles inside of a kind of oil, right? And a thick liquid. And this has very strange properties, and you put it in a magnetic field with a big horseshoe magnet, and you get all these things happening. Kids love that. Great at birthday parties and other things. But again, even if it's a birthday party, anytime you do an experiment, no matter what kind of experiment, first thing they have to do is put on their goggles and their gloves. And I just want to emphasize that, because that science can be fun, but it also doesn't necessarily safe unless you have proper supervision. So one of the most important things is when you make your kitchen laboratory, treat it like a laboratory. Before you come into the laboratory, in school or in any place, they've got to do the safety first, and that is put in the proper equipment.
It's really important when we're dealing with chemicals, when we're dealing with fire.
I don't think they were as savvy as we
electricity.
Were at that point. You know, I don't know why.
But to take science out of a kid's life is a horrible thing to do, and bringing these safe things in is brilliant. And if mommy and daddy are present, everybody learns. But in the old days, it got a little out of control.
Here's a wood-burning set.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Oh, my goodness. And remember one of the other science kits? They actually had at the regular toy store a dissecting kit that you could buy. So if you found an animal somewhere.
Oh, God. Yeah.
As my witness. But the science you're talking about is great, because everybody gets involved, everybody learns, and it's still safe, and it brings scientific knowledge into the family.
God,
I
crazy,
like it.
Crazy. Okay, so. What do little girls like, or women like? What would we want, you know?
Sugar and spice.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. When I was in my science class, I remember dissecting, oh, my God, the frogs and all that. I was like, no, you know.
Well, biology, dissecting, and zoology is a little bit for later time, I think, you know, after they're 13, 14, 15 years old. That I think the younger age, I wouldn't do dissecting with them. But anyway, there's a lot of things you can do, and some of the things that the parents aren't really scientifically oriented, they can do a birthday party or any kind of party, and they can get a professional, and there are people who are certified in your town if you live in a city like San Diego or Los Angeles, Sacramento. There are people there who do this professionally, and that is a good thing. Have them come in and do a demonstration in the birthday party, and they'll get everybody in a safe position and get things started. And they have a repertoire of wonderful things. If you want to look at what some of the things that are available, there is a website called sciencebob.com. Now, Science Bob has been on all these programs like Today and many other TV programs, and his stuff is pretty good. I mean, there are a lot of others. If you want to keep up on science, if you're already, you know, a teenager and you're or a college student, Science Daily is a good site. It's free, and they give you new science every day. What's new in the literature? They pick it out, give it to you in bite-sized forms, which is easy to understand, layman's terms. Then, if you want to find out more, they give you a reference. You can go back to it. So Science News is another one, and those are good sites that you can go to. But it's huge out there. I mean, a lot of it is they want to sell kits. As you talked earlier, some of those kits can be rather dangerous for young children.
Right.
I also had a chemistry set when I was like 7 years old. Yeah. But I also got involved with building model rockets, and there are clubs that will provide the safety. And I recommend, if you're going to do model rockets or get to that stage, and I have friends who have done it with their kids, but they with adult supervision, they built these model rockets. They're really inexpensive, and you can go out in the field and launch them. Now, if you live in the country, it's no problem. In the city, well, you got to find a place.
Right.
Well, we have a place here in, what is that island called? Mission Bay.
Yeah.
You go to Mission Bay, the first island on Mission Bay. There is a rocket club, a couple of clubs that go there and set up their rockets on Saturday. Okay, so there are those things are available. You can search out on the internet, and there are some that are very advanced. I mean, really advanced. I mean, right now they're thinking about putting they have a two-stage rocket they're going to put into space, and so there are rocket clubs of all sizes. Beginners, we just build the model rockets, and you set them off with a car battery, and the kids are all taken away from the area, so when it launches, there's no problem.
Is there anything
I see
new,
on some websites where
new
people
in
are
science?
These.
You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're so grateful that you are here. We're talking with Mark Kingston Levine. Is it Levin? And we're talking about how to make science fun. And, of course, from a scientist, a science teacher to but is there anything new and exciting in, you know, that's something like, you know, like you kind of like weird. These are all things we remember. But is there something new that's new in science?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of new science being produced today. In fact, in 1 year today, probably there's as much science produced as there was in, say, the 17th century.
Wow.
Yeah. Just so you have to keep up on it, and it's just there's so many more scientists now. There's so many more engineers, and there's just a lot of, and as I mentioned, for kids, the site would be Science Daily. I wouldn't recommend they really go on that till they're, you know, 11, 12, 13. And it depends on the kid. Some kids are, you know, really into this kind of thing and they want to do it. It's good to get them, how to use a computer to look up what science is. You give them a couple of sites, they can go to those, and, that's a good start. But sciencedaily.com and sciencebob.com, those are good sites for kids to go to.
Too fun. Do you ever have like an adult party and have like all these crazy things that you can put together?
Yeah, occasionally we'll have a party and invite a lot of people in, and we'll have a magician, which is just science in disguise, or a science Bob type person come in and do experiments. Sometimes I do them, and when I had a younger kid named Jeffrey, he was really into it, and he would do them.
Sometimes sometimes we do.
Say that's science, right there.
I know that is science, right? Work out. So
I think it's good though that you're just getting kids to participate in something other than looking at their phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of important
hands-on.
Get them into the real world.
Mark,
thank
you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I wish you a great, happy holiday, and I look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Well, thank you so much, I am so grateful to be on the show, and happy holidays to everybody.
Perfect, and please share our show with everyone.
I will.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give something away. How about some Charles Dickens tickets? And, of course, that's a Christmas carol going from all the way to December 23rd. I've got a pair of tickets, and I'd love to share them with you. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some.
Back by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theater Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to mention, and we have Candy coming in. I think she'll be on our next show. And I am going to be at the 4th Annual Lady Boss Holiday Boutique, and that's happening in Camarillo, and it's a 260 Mission Drive. They've got over like 50 vendors there, and so I'm going to be doing my lip scent. So if anybody wants to come play with me and have me do some demonstrations, and of course it's all about, you know, I've been having so much fun with this because it's non-smudge. It, when you kiss somebody, you kiss your children, you kiss your husband. I'm going to ask you guys, okay? There's a lot of men that is like, oh, you just put your lipstick on. Don't kiss me. How do you feel about that?
Well, just it's on the collar. That's why I wear red shirts, so it doesn't show up because it happens so much. But no, I mean, I think it's good to look good.
Yeah. Bring it. Just bring it.
Bring it.
Yeah,
bring
see?
It's okay. Proof. It's proof.
Oh, okay. You guys walk around going, I got it. Yeah. I got some today. But you know what? Anyways, that is what this is. It stays on. It doesn't come on to your loved ones. And but not only that, it keeps your lips looking really good. And the whole facial line and the makeup line. And it's really good. And it's not, you know, it's got no lead in it. There's so many healthy things about it. And so that's why I'm excited to be sharing this line. And also, if any of my lady friends out there want to be their own boss, God, I would love you to join my team. And I'm telling you, it is so easy and so inexpensive to get in. And I will walk you all the way through all of that stuff. So I would love to share it. So if you're interested, call me or email me. And you can call me, of course, same number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. We've got like about 300 women on our team now. And let me tell you, okay, I'm just going to talk about a couple of them. They've already got their own cars. They get a $500 value to lease a car, and it has to be blue, okay? But there's some pretty nice rockin' blue cars out there. And then a couple of them are already going to Costa Rica. One's got a cruise. I'm on that ship with them. So anyways, wow. I'd love to get my listeners out there with me and sharing this. So it's going to be so much fun. All right. Tom, you talked about a little event that's happening. I'd just love to share that.
Oh, there's some great ones that are going on coming up this weekend. And one is the Odd Fellows. If people don't know the Odd Fellows, it's an organization much like the Elks or the Rotary or the Lions. And they do wonderful work for the community. They have been contributors for years to the KVTA Children's Fund. this weekend. It's happening right now at the Clock Tower location in beautiful Santa Paula. They have a train set. This train set is off the charts. It will get you in the holiday and Christmas spirit. It's trains, after all. Think of the Polar Express and everything. Trains have always been around the Christmas tree. These guys do it absolutely right, and it's like
$2
for the kids, $4 for the adults. The cost is just because they do work, and it all goes back into the community.
Right.
And this is really, really fun.
This is one huge community, I have to tell you. And so, you know, everybody, there's so many organizations out there that I love, and you know, here's my thought. If we can maybe not have a Starbucks, maybe skip a coffee, maybe skip something and just put a little time in, go buy a couple extra gifts for some needy families. I saw on Facebook a needy family, a single mom, and I know I was a single mom trying to make ends meet. Her car, her she goes back and forth to work, her tires, it's just like all of a sudden everything starts, you know, coming down on you. Let's see, how can we work together as a community to just make a difference?
Did you see that story the other day about the lady whose car broke down?
No.
Her car broke down. I don't remember where it was, but I put it on Facebook. But her car broke down. A guy came over to help her. He was a homeless vet, a Marine. Got her, said, sit in your car, lock the doors. This isn't a good place for you to be. I'll be right back. He went to a gas station, used his last $20 on gas, put it in her car, made sure she got around okay. She started a GoFundMe to help the guy out, and they've raised $360,000.
Oh, I just love that.
But, you know, and it's unbelievable. People with nothing, there's a saying, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It's like, why I have nothing, and I gave you my last 20, and somebody has everything, and they gave you 200.
Yeah, I know.
What was more important?
I know. That is what it's all about. So, I don't know. I just say, you know, as we get older, there's a lot of people, even, you know, I'm so involved with all the cancer organizations. I just am going into the Heart Association and in lure of my mom, you know. You find out what your passion are. I'm on, you know, Paul Works and, you know, there's just so many things. Do something that you're passionate about. We all have these gifts that are very easy for us, and so we need to be able to use them.
Yeah, it's all better to give than receive, right?
And I
saw. Did you see the one the other day where you at the Echo you throw the heart out?
Yes.
And 10 hearts come back, and that's what it is. It's tenfold when you do something, and it's simple.
There you go.
Simple things. This is the time of year to do it, and people are so frantic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Let's slow down and appreciate, and go out and share your gift, whatever it may be. I mean, if it's singing, go sing at a senior center.
If you're an accountant and you can do something, you know, that you can help somebody organize their bills or whatever, you know?
I look at it, too. Like, if you're going to give up a coffee, buy it for someone else.
There you go.
You know, that's it's
there
simple
you go.
Like
my
that.
My son, some lady, like, cut him off at the coffee place, and he was really upset. And then he was like, why am I upset? Okay, I got all the time in the world right now. So she was, like, flipping him off, you know, the whole thing, right? And then he still kept his spot, I guess, and she is, you know, you don't know I'm a race car driver, okay?
Yeah.
But anyways, and then she was like, oh my God, and then she got up there and he bought her coffee, and she was like, oh my God,
yeah, that has
you.
To just diffuse
do you know
the
what
whole,
I mean? But that's what it's all about. Just do something that is amazing. Feel good about yourself every single day. So
try it, yeah. There's little things make a big difference.
There you go. So anyways, what are you doing this weekend? Are you going to come and hang out with me at Lady Boss, or what do you got going on?
Well, you got that wine walk, too.
Oh, yeah, you're going.
And
okay,
this,
I have to, like, pull my arm towards the other way, right?
But, you know, this community is amazing for how many little festivals and things there are, and it's like the last time last week when we talked to the guy about the inflatable pig that they're gonna have, and it's just, I love little community events, and you get to see people, you get to go hang out, you get to catch the Christmas spirit, hopefully.
There you go. All right. Okay. Well, we are going to go into our next interview here. And, of course, I've got my Nabo sisters here. And welcome, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Great. Kim. Thank you for having us.
Elaine. Good. I've got Elaine, who is now our president. And, of course, Allie, you are the marketing. And we do such a great job together. Is that right? You are marketing? I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, yes. I got it right. And I want to just invite, I talk about you guys all the time on my show. Every business owner in Ventura should be a part of this. We have such a great time. Once a month we meet for a dinner and an amazing speaker. We've got our mixer coming up. And now, are we allowed to invite people to our mixer?
Or is
that, okay. Yeah. So please call me if you would like to do that, so I can get your name on a list. But
the holiday party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely the holiday party, for sure.
Okay, so we can get some more people in there and really just share our gifts that we all have.
Yes.
I just want to remind everybody that is just tuning in with us right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Allie Anderson and Elaine Hollifield. And we're talking about nominations for 2018 Bravo Awards. If you've never been to a Bravo Award, which I'm sure a lot of my listeners have because it is packed. We always get a full house there. But why not be up on stage celebrating what you do best? And Allie, you want to talk a little bit about what that is?
Yes, definitely. So we have a list of awards this year that, of course, Elaine would love to go over. But every year this is our 19th year putting on the Bravo Awards. And it's just a way to honor women business owners across Ventura County who really need that recognition. And, for me, I won in 2015.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So it really did great things for my business. So Elaine, do you want to go over the different nominations this year that we're looking for?
Yeah, and Elaine, you are doing an amazing job being a president. I don't know if you nominated or if you,
if Kim.
Reflexed arm goes up, right?
They lassoed me in. No.
I know. Hey, that's what it's all about. We're learning and laughing
it's
together.
It's wonderful. I enjoy it. And the Bravo Awards this year, like Allie mentioned, they're the 19th annual Bravo Awards, and we're having them at Sarah Center in Camarillo on April 20th, Friday. And our theme this year is Inspired Women Going Above and Beyond, which we think is very inspirational. And these awards recognize outstanding women who have made incredible contributions in their respective fields. And we do have categories that include Women Business Owner of the Year, Innovator of the Year, Rising Star of the Year, Community Advocate of the Year, Education Advocate of the Year, and Young Woman Entrepreneur of the Year, which Allie mentioned.
That's what Allie was, yeah.
That's a good one.
And yeah.
So, we call it the farm team. We bring them up, and then now they're on the board.
There you go. I love it. But you know what? We have a really great just the women are so inspiring, and they're inspirational. And, you know, this is really so in line with my show, because what we do here is talk about people's journeys. If you've already journeyed it, why wouldn't you want to share it and help somebody have an easier time getting to where they're going?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah. And I know that the ladies there are just, the first time I walked in, I was like, okay, I don't know really anybody, but, and now I feel like, oh gosh, you walk in and everybody's so warm and we want to help each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, our chapter's famous for warm welcome.
Oh, I love that. And so sounds like you, I mean, really, that's what it's all about. So how do people nominate people?
Well, we have a nomination form, and it's on our website at novelvg.org. And you go, if you want to nominate someone you think is really deserving of one of these categories are listed. We'd love to honor that person. And if anyone can nominate, outside of the chapter.
So the public could nominate somebody, correct?
Someone who has, you know a women business owner and you're not one yourself, but you really think that she's deserving of a recognition for her talents and her success. So
that's awesome.
We'd like to honor.
That's awesome. Okay. And what do they have to do once they're
honored and they, you know, win? And how are they picked, by the way?
Well, we have a nomination committee. Mm-hmm. We have an awards committee. And we meet and we select from the nominations that we receive. And we do receive quite a few, so we're very deliberate on them. And then we notify the winners, and they should, and we require that they attend the Bravo Awards luncheon on Friday, April 20th. And so that's where they're going to be recognized, and you get a really beautiful, plaque, and it's very unusual, right, Allie?
Yes, they get a lot of exposure for their business as well, and it's just a way for them to connect with the community and, you know, feel like you're getting that support, because I know I'm over here working 16-hour days most of the time just trying to get by with my first few years of the business. And just to walk into a room and feel like everyone understands, they get what you're going through, and to say, you know, it's a pat on the back for you. And so it's great if you know anybody who needs that kind of recognition and you feel like, yeah, you know, it would be great for the community to support them. This is a great time to do that.
It's funny. I had this thing in mind on my Facebook. I was going through people that I know that have businesses, and I'm trying to do one every day to spotlight, you know, just throw it out there for people. And so many of them are women.
Yeah.
That are doing
yes,
it. It's
we're
awesome.
Rocking it. We really we're rocking it, right? I know.
We
That's
are,
what I was
I
saying.
Think.
Yeah, I also started this, my Lip Sense business, you know, and lady bosses are just, I mean, you know, what's great about it is you could have your other business, and this is kind of making a time for your future at the same time. And so, you know, you're kind of investing in your future. So it's like a win-win. That's what we got to do, right?
Right. True, and I think a lot of women are very humble about what they do. They're, you know, they don't want to have that spotlight. They want somebody to recognize them, and then they'll, you know, go on stage and say, "This is what I do," you know. But I think a lot of people, a lot of women especially, don't want to nominate themselves. They'd rather, you know, it's a great time for if you know somebody who needs that recognition to.
Yeah. Because that's what we're all about. Our chapter.
Yeah.
You know, part NAVO is all about promoting and supporting.
I love it. Honors. Ladies, again, give out the website so that we can make sure everybody gets there. I'll also post this in our newsletter, too.
Yeah, we have the website, NAVOVC.org. And, Allie, we have a Facebook page.
Yes, you can also look on our Facebook page. The link is there, and it goes straight to the nomination form.
Okay.
I'm nominating.
Okay.
I've already come in.
Good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. There you go. Thank you
and
so
much. And I'd like to say that, you know, our chapter is part of a national organization, and that's in our name. And we represent over 10.1 million women business owners. In the
I
name.
Love it. I love it.
Awesome.
Thank
and,
you, ladies. Know, we got to do this again. All right.
Yes,
thank you. And please share our show with everybody. And I look forward to seeing all of you soon. Thanks. All right. That's all right. Okay, we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Everybody's got like, okay, I'm nominating. I know exactly who I'm going with. So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Every gal strutting with her boat through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. Our next guest is Emily Marin. And of course, we are all about the LA Zoo lights again. I'm so excited to be doing this. We had so many callers, so many Facebookers, and welcome, Emily. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to speak with you again this year. Yeah. I can't believe that
another year.
December is tomorrow.
I know. I feel the same way. I'm telling you. It's like, where did that time go? So what's new and exciting at the LA Zoo?
Well, we have LA Zoo Lights. It opened on November 17th. So we got the holiday party started early, way before Thanksgiving. And it's about half the zoo is bedecked and bedazzled in these incredible light displays throughout the zoo. It's a self-guided tour through the zoo where there are plenty of photo ops. It's so Instagram worthy. We're seeing a lot of interest in our new dynamic holiday tree.
Oh my gosh. I have to tell you, you guys outdid yourself last year. I don't know. I'm excited to come this year, but it's so pretty. I mean, you really did amazing decorations.
I can't wait to hear what you think of this season, because we've made some improvements. We always, every year, we keep the things that people really respond to and love, because this has become a holiday tradition for so many people. But we do make improvements and we add to it every year, because, you know, we get inspired and we want people to continue to discover new things here. So we have,
I love it. I see you have a
tree.
Glittering new North Pole, right?
We do. Santa's Outpost here at the LA Zoo for the holidays is inspired by the North Pole, with an aurora borealis behind Santa.
Wow.
Which is so cool to my mind, because it's inspired by nature, which we are every day here at the zoo.
Very cool. And now what's happening on Thursday, December 7th, and Thursday, December 14th? Talk about that.
Yeah. So for our 21 and older guests, we offer a VIP experience called the Holiday Happy Hour, which includes express entry to LA Zoo Lights and access to a lounge where they can get complimentary gourmet.
Okay,
order.
Wait. I know where I'm coming. why I'm coming, but where I'm coming when I love the zoo too. But wow, that's great.
Yeah, the lounge is open from 6:30 to 8:30, and then afterward, you know, people kind of use that as their home base, because it's right there within the middle of the event. And, you know, you can go explore Zoo Lights and come back to the lounge. And then after the lounge closes, you can go out and explore more. And we're really excited about the themes for our holiday happy hours this year. The first one on December 7th is flapjacks and flannels.
Wow.
Which is kind of like a gourmet breakfast for dinner kind of a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have tamales and tequilas on December 14th.
Very cool.
Which is kind of like tamales are such a big part of the Christmas celebration in Mexican culture.
Right.
So we're happy to bring that in too.
So let me ask you, Emily, if people don't win tickets on my show, where do they get them?
Just go to lazoolights.org, and it's really easy to purchase tickets. We are recommending that people purchase tickets online and secure their desired dates and times, because it's been so popular this year, Kim.
I love it. I love it.
Really,
I'm excited. All right. Well, I know my listeners are already getting excited, and so I'm so excited to work with you guys again and be a partner there. Again, Emily, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I look forward to talking to you. I look forward to sending lots and lots of my listeners there.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kim.
You got it. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. We're going to just roll right into my next interview. And I told you that we were going to be talking about really the last chance for getting your Medicare on target and finding out some questions. And Dan Tufto
is joining me, and he's got some really great tips.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Kim, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show this morning.
So this has been going on October 15th through December 7th. Is that correct?
That's correct. It is that time of year again. So for folks that are currently in a Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan, this time of year is the annual enrollment period, which, as you alluded to, started on October 15th, and it ends next Thursday on December 7th. And whatever the selection that folks make, obviously these plans go into effect on January 1st, 2018.
Okay, great. So what are some tips that you can help my listeners so that they make the right choice?
Yeah, we tell Medicare eligible consumers all the time, it's really, really important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Cost obviously is a big one that comes up as folks are going through that process. But in addition to cost, it's important to keep in mind, you know, are my doctors that I see or are the hospitals that I go get care, are those in the networks of whatever the health plan choices are that I'm considering? Equally as important are if you are taking prescription drugs, it's really, really important to review your list of medications that you're taking and find out, are those particular medications covered under the various plans that you might be considering? And then finally, you know, I'd point out that if you're on a current Medicare Advantage plan, benefit offerings and price points and those can change from year to year. So it's really important to understand that does my plan change at all as we think about going into 2018? Will it be different than the plan that I'm currently on in 2017? So those are things that I think your listeners would bear in mind as they go through this process of annual enrollment.
I know there's always information, and of course, this is through Humana, correct? That's who you're representing?
Yeah, I think there's a couple great resources that are out there. You know, if you're looking for knowledge and helping understand the various information that's out in the marketplace, I would direct your listeners, you can access the Medicare website at www.medicare.gov, or you can call the 800 number and speak to a live person at this time of year for Medicare, and that number is 1-800-MEDICARE. Or you can also find a wealth of knowledge on Humana's website and their dial-in number, and I'll give those to your listeners. So the Humana website is www.humana.com/Medicare, or you can call the 800 number for Medicare and speak to a live person, and that number is 1-888-204-4062.
What is the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that comes up a lot at this time of year. I think there's two or three big differences between the two that I would point out to your listeners. First off, original Medicare is a program that's run by the government, right? It's run by Medicare and administered by Medicare. Under Medicare Advantage, these are typically plans that are run and administered by private organizations like Humana. So that's the first difference. The second difference, I would tell you, is it's really helpful to know what are the benefits that are covered under original Medicare and how might that be different if I select a Medicare Advantage plan. So if you think about original Medicare, that typically is basic medical coverage, and there's a Part A component which covers hospitals, and there's a Part B component that covers medical services, but original Medicare typically does not cover prescription drugs. So if you're going to select original Medicare, you usually need, and you take prescription drugs, you need to purchase a separate prescription drug plan to go with the original Medicare coverage. Under many of the Medicare Advantage plans that are out there, prescription drugs are typically covered under the Medicare Advantage plans that are out in the marketplace. And then another important difference on benefits, that there can be add-on benefits to certain Medicare Advantage plans that are out there. And those are some things that, like having vision benefits or having hearing benefits or having dental coverage. Those are certain add-ons that you might find in certain Medicare Advantage plans that you typically don't see in original Medicare. And then the last thing that I would point out is the difference between the two. You know, we find that if you're a Medicare eligible consumer and you have a chronic health condition like diabetes or congestive heart failure, Medicare Advantage plans, there are plans out in the marketplace that are really tailored to folks that have those kind of conditions. And so you'll find that in the Medicare Advantage space, and you typically don't see that unique specific plan design within an original Medicare. So those are the two or three big differences that I would call out for your listeners.
Really good points there, Dan. I so appreciate you sharing this at our last couple moments here, you know, as we're moving into December. And of course, you know, it's a scary thing. You want to make sure. And if you, I just want to, you know, kind of share with my listeners, if maybe your parents are making these decisions, maybe you're not, but I'm telling you, when your time comes along, you want to know all this. So help them. Help somebody that you know, maybe a friend or relative, a neighbor, that just say, hey, did you take care of your, you know, of your Medicare and what plan that you picked, and make sure it coincides with everything that you need, because it's hard to go back, right? You can't go back.
Yeah, you've got that annual election period that comes up every year, but to your good point, you know, arming yourself with as much information as necessary so you can help either yourself, or if you're helping a spouse or a grandparent, make sense of what are the best choices available for them. Arming yourself with as much information as necessary makes everyone be a more informed consumer. And if you're a more informed consumer, then you're going to generally make the best decision that you can make for what's the best health plan for your particular needs.
Perfect. Well, again, Dan, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I look forward to talking with you again soon, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Kim. Thanks again for having me on your show this morning.
Great. Welcome back, everybody. And again, thank you so much for listening all the way through to our show. We've got a whole nother hour. And again, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. Choose your thoughts carefully. Keep what brings you peace. Release what brings you suffering. And know that happiness is just a thought away. Yes. With that, you've been listening to the first part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us, because we've got lots more. And we'll be right back.